Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy with areas of fog late, a low of 46. Racine police have identified the man shot several times Sunday evening and say he was the targeted victim of a home invasion robbery. 19-year-old Tyler Strasser was shot several times in his home and, after being transported to Wheaton Franciscan Emergency, was airlifted to Frederick Hospital for treatment. His condition has not been released. The suspect has been described as a black male in his late teens to early 20s, about 6 feet tall and 160 pounds, wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt and black pants. Investigators are still asking anyone with information to contact them or anonymously through Crime Stoppers. The Racine County Board's Executive Committee and the Health and Human Development Committee will hold a meeting at 6 o'clock tonight on the possible hiring of a broker to look into the numbers for the possible sale of the Ridgewood Care Center. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The two groups talked about it last week. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave saying a broker familiar with the healthcare industry could help provide some needed information toward making a decision about the county's nursing home. Right now, Delagrave says, the county could be looking at a deficit of more than $2.5 million in the next few years if nothing is done. Any recommendation to hire a broker would have to get final approval, of course, from the county board. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.
Plans to have a full-time safety and security officer for Racine Unified Schools under a deputy chief classification took another step forward, albeit a small one, as the City Finance Committee continues to back it, but wants all parties involved to discuss language that satisfies legal concerns or outstanding liability issues. Police Chief Art Howell noted this was proposed last fall, and the panel was okay with the concept to keep moving on it. City Attorney Scott Letney raised questions about liability and noted he has not reviewed the document produced by the chief.
I'm not aware whether we have an agreement between Racine Unified and the City of Racine as to the scope of the responsibilities, insurance coverage, indemnification, and a whole variety of other things. Yeah. I realize there's a job description, and this is the first I've seen this.
Even Finance Director Dave Brown had questions about the position and how it would get logged in the city's books. Nailing down the HR details aside, having a deputy chief supervise school operations and the officers already in the buildings would also allow greater use of police resources, including data access currently not allowed. Highway 38 and 5 Mile Road in Caledonia has seen its share of traffic crashes over the year, some of them fatalities, which led to improvements of the intersection. But with accidents still occurring, there's now consideration of a roundabout. The state DOT is taking a look at it, but will only go so far with planning until hearing from the village board one way or the other. The board may have the issue on its agenda June 6th. In terms of cost, roundabouts involve 90% federal government funding and the remaining 10% from the state. An informational meeting will take place tomorrow night at 6:30 on a proposal to turn abandoned railroad track space into a recreational trail within the village of Union Grove. The meeting will take place at the Municipal Building on 15th Avenue. You can learn more about the proposal on a special Facebook page called Rails to Trails, which has included members of Leadership Union Grove. Most of the old Sioux Line tracks was previously removed. Arkansas-based Tyson Foods will permanently close its pepperoni plant in Jefferson, Wisconsin in July. The official announcement coming on the heels of word last November it would close the state facility as well as a plant in Chicago. Tyson notified the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development about the Jefferson plant closing its doors July 9th. The facility makes sliced pepperoni and ham for pizza toppings as well as sliced pepperoni and salami for deli and food service applications. A group of almost 30 Wisconsin law enforcement officers is taking part in a national bike ride to honor officers killed in the line of duty. Among them is Trooper Clarissa Justman, who thinks about Trooper Trevor Casper, killed last year in a shootout with a robbery suspect.
All the happy memories that we've had, from dancing in my kitchen to just joking around, the way he used to make fun of me and pick on me as if I was his sister, you know, that's something that once it's gone, you truly miss.
The group is riding to Washington, D.C. for the National Law Enforcement Memorial Ceremony later this month. Locally, the Racine County Law Enforcement Memorial Ceremony is a week from today, May 17th, 10 a.m. at Hanschel Park, next to Geezy School on Bird Avenue. The state ceremony will be May 20th. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.